Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Guys, with the 117th pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Tanner Bordellini, the center out of Wisconsin. A lot of people mocking him to Indianapolis, maybe a round early than what maybe some people would have said originally. But this guy brings a ton of athleticism. A lot of people really liked this because he has the athleticism and the IQ and has a lot of good starts at Wisconsin. Cody, what was your reaction to this one?
Yeah, I mean, we thought potentially DB, but again, like, you get your center of the future, and there's a lot of uncertainty, Derek. I mean, that's kind of similar to why we were okay yesterday when the Colts went back to their offensive line and took, you know, Goncalves where they did, is because, hey, there's some question marks about some of those positions, you know, in the interior. Ryan Kelly, like I mentioned, contract year for him, so you don't know kind of what his future is. He's on the wrong side of 30. He's got some injury history. Right. And if the Colts decide they don't want to extend him after this year, or if it's a short term kind of thing, I wouldn't be shocked in the slightest. Right. And Bordellini's a starter in 2025. But, he, you know, immediate impact right away, just a depth piece. He's going to sit behind Ryan Kelly. He's going to learn. I mean, you still have Wesley French. You re-sign Danny Pinter. So, like, you have some quality depth at center. Like, guys, now you have four guys that can actually play center. Potentially five. I know Goncalves. Chris Ballard didn't rule that out either, that he could maybe get some snaps at center. So we'll see. But, yeah, right now, immediate impact's not there. But looking forward to 2025, the Colts potentially got their center of the future, which I think is definitely important. And that's something we even said. Like, I know it maybe wouldn't be as popular, but we said, hey, like, in day number three, should the Colts consider – looking forward to their center position and what the future is there. And I think Bordellini, we would say, man, he has all the skills to be a future starting center and play at a high level as well. Yeah. I mean, like you said, like, people were mocking him earlier to Indy, you know, potentially day two to Indianapolis. And so the fact the Colts were able to get him here where they did in the fourth round, I think is tremendous value. He's a great player overall. Like you said, just an athletic type of guy. And he definitely has a lot of things that you like. Mentioned the IQ. So the athleticism and the IQ is definitely a big thing there. So you feel really good about him potentially stepping into that starting role in 2025, or even if the Colts say, for example, they're like, we're going to bring back Ryan Kelly for like a year, right? Yeah. Or something, right?
They, for 2 years.
Exactly. You have that potential to do that, but he definitely has all that, all the traits you're looking for a future starting center. So definitely for the immediate impact, a quality depth guy at center.
Yes.
But looking forward, potentially your center of the future.
Yeah, and like you said, even with – we've seen even when Ryan Kelly is still here, he's had those injuries. I don't think there's been many seasons where Ryan Kelly has lasted a full 16, 17 games.
Yeah.
So, you know, those two, three games that Ryan Kelly might miss, or – you know, some of those games where he goes out with injuries, you know, to have someone like this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To be able to fill that role and get that experience now with Indy is such a huge thing. And, you know, like you said, being able to get a guy that can be a good depth piece now while also getting that experience to be the guy of the future potentially for you, that can't be understated how important that is. Again, going back-to-back offensive linemen, definitely not what you and I had anticipated, but we're not going to sit here and say that it's not a good thing that Indy is going and getting the interior offensive line help that they need, especially for the future. Because like you said, there's going to be a bunch of guys here in the next couple of years that are not going to be getting second contracts. So, you know, does that weigh a lot into that situation? Either way, I think it was a really great pick. Bortolini was one of the best interior offensive linemen that you could ask for at this spot. Mm-hmm. And it's a great pick nonetheless.
Yes, we are absolutely fine with this. And again, as much as we said, hey, we like what Wesley French did last year, kind of in that relief role. We like what Danny Pinter did at center when he had to fill in for Ryan Kelly. You didn't want to rely on either of those guys long-term. Like, they weren't the long-term solutions. They're decent backups, but that's about it to the degree. And so Bortolini, I think, just front is just – and wow, the Bears just took a punter anyway. But anyway, regardless of that, I do believe that this is a great move for the Colts. Just the immediate for the depth on the offensive line. I mean, Derek, now you have two players back-to-back that can play – and who knows, maybe Bortolini could play some guard. I don't know. But regardless of it, center is a position of need. Maybe not as high as some other positions. But again, Chris Ballard and company restocking the cupboard when it comes to offensive line in an extremely deep class. This shouldn't be a shock to anybody. Ballard has talked ad nauseum about how deep this offensive line class is. And so the fact that the Colts potentially got two future starters in the third and fourth rounds are great. That's great for Indianapolis. And guys that everybody said, you know, obviously with Goncalves, it was the injury. With Bortolini, it's like he just fell, right? So guys that potentially, you know, should have been drafted higher here for Indianapolis in back-to-back rounds, they fall to the Colts here, and they potentially get, who knows, Derek, maybe the future center and guard, right guard of the future, you know, or the right tackle, depending how you view Goncalves there. But hey, regardless, I love this pick for the Indianapolis Colts. I truly believe they got a great one here in Tanner Bortolini, and really excited to see kind of what he looks like and kind of the future of that center position for the Colts.
Yep, absolutely, man. Again, the 6'3", 6'4", 305-pound center out of Wisconsin. You know the bloodlines go real heavy there in Wisconsin at the O-line. Yeah,
they do.
They go heavy, and yeah, we know that those Wisconsin boys up there, and Indy loves those guys. So no doubt that he's going to be something. No doubt he's a football guy. But that's going to do it for this one, guys. Let us know your thoughts on this. And as always, guys, go Colts.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.